Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. you know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Yes, Gregory Stories is an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That means on 7 continents, they're broadcasting on every country around the world. So tell everybody you know to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that I'm talking about on the radio. It's an interesting show, so you should enjoy it to the maximum. It's the best radio show on the planet, so everybody should be tuned in and listen to G-Money. And everything I'm talking about is a stone-cold gas. That's right. It's the happening of all radio shows. So anyway, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's warm. It's not hot. And it's not cold. It's just warm. It's about 80 degrees. And it will get cold at night. But during the daytime, it's about 75 to 80 degrees. The sun is shining, and the skies are blue, and there's very few clouds in the sky, and there's no wind blowing at all. So it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. It's a beautiful place to be, to enjoy your time on this beautiful planet, right here in the desert of Nevada, in Las Vegas. Yes, it's a great place to be. After all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and we got a lot of activities going on in Las Vegas. That's right. Today is the 7th of November, and we got a lot of shows scheduled to perform in Las Vegas. Now, we know the weather's beautiful, so anybody that's coming to Vegas, they get a chance to go to the Wynn Casino, and they see live on stage, they see Chris Tucker, who's a comedian, and he is funny, and he's performing on Friday and Saturday night, 2 shows on Friday, and then 2 shows on Saturday. And then you got George Wallace at the Westgate, which used to be the Hilton Casino, and he's doing 2 shows on Friday and 2 shows on Saturday. He's a real funny comedian. He's a worth your ticket every time. And then on Thursday, tonight, they got an all-star comedy review at Sam's Town. That's right. That's a big casino on the east side of town. And it's hosting an all-star comedy review, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight, and today is the only day that this comedy show will be premiering. So if you get a chance, come to Vegas, get down to Sam's Town, and get into the comedy club, the comedy show, in the ballroom at 7 o'clock tonight. and you'll hear some of the funniest comedians that existed in Las Vegas. And a lot of them are even coming from out of town, so they got a lot of all-stars that we've never seen in Vegas before, but this is their first opportunity to perform on stage in Las Vegas. So it's a great show, and I'm telling you, it's going to be really good, even though G-Money, the best comic, won't be on stage tonight. But the next time they have a show, G-Money just might be there. So if you come to the show, check it out and enjoy the laughs that the comics present for you. All right. Well, that's enough about the entertainment. I can't think of anybody else that's performing right now, except J-Lo is somewhere. Oh, Snoop Dogg is performing on the 12th of October, which is next week. He's performing at the House of Blues. So get a chance, come to Vegas, check Snoop Dogg out in the House of Blues on the 12th of October. The 12th of November, I think that's the date, the 12th of November, he'll be at the House of Blues doing the Snoop Doggy Dog Show. That's right. He'll be live in concert for all of you hip-hop fans that like to hear the rap master do his thing. Come down and check Snoop Dogg out. He's at the House of Blues. All right. Well, that's all I can talk about as far as entertainment now. So now let's talk NFL football. Starting tonight, we get ready for week number two. Yes, DJ Papa D, welcome to the showcase. We're doing week number 10. Is that what week we're talking about starting tonight? Week number 10.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All
week
right.
Number 10, NFL football.
All right. So who's playing tonight? Let's see. Thursday night. Who's playing? I'm starting the week off at week number 10.
Well, your L.A. Chargers are going to play your Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas or in Oakland, wherever they play now. I don't know.
Yeah,
and the Raiders, they're giving the Raiders, and they're giving the Raiders 1.5 points.
They're giving the Raiders points? Oh, that's because the Chargers beat the Green Bay Packers last week. So even though the Chargers got an awful record, they're considered to be a pretty good team. So they're giving the Raiders 1 point. Well, I'm going to take the Raiders and the 1 point. And what's the total points for the game? It can't be more.
Total
than
points is
points.
Yeah, total points is 48.
48? Oh, this has to be an under game. I'm taking the Raiders for the win, and it's going to be under. Unless the Chargers get their act together, it's going to be a low-scoring game. Because I don't think the Raiders are going to pull out a lot of points. I think the Chargers' defense is going to play really good. And even the Raiders' defense may play good. But I don't think the Raiders are going to have a good offense. And I think the Chargers' offense has burned up from the last 3 weeks playing the game anyway. So I'm going to take the Raiders with the two-point advantage, 2 points, and they're going to be under 40, 42 points. They'll probably be
48.
About 40 points. Yeah, 48. Okay, it's going to be the Raiders and under. So, and they're playing in Oakland, folks. So the Raiders should have a good game because they're playing at home. And this is one of the last home games they'll play before they move to Las Vegas. So we'll see. All right. Raiders and under is my bet.
All right. Next up, we have the Detroit Lions playing the Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Lions 2.5 points.
Okay. I'm still taking the Bears for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 41.
41? And I think it's going to be under 41 points because I don't think Detroit's going to score a lot of points. And I don't think the Bears have a good offense. They got a good defense. So I think it's going to be a defensive battle. But I think Detroit is going to win the game. So I'm going to say Detroit for the win, and it's going to be under the total point.
Lions and under?
Yep, Lions and under. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Next up, Baltimore Ravens play the Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Bengals a whole bunch of points, 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens all day long. And whatever the total points, it's going to be over. Because the Ravens are going to blow the Bengals out. So I don't even think the Bengals will score. But I know Baltimore is going to score a lot of points. So what's the total point? Is it like 48? They're probably not giving them 48 points. They're probably doing like 42 or 44 points.
Yeah, it's 40 points.
Yeah. So it's going to be the Ravens and the over. Ravens and over. Because I don't think Cincinnati Bengals are even score. They haven't won a game this season, so I don't think they'll score. They're playing against the best football team in the NFL. At least that's what I think. They just beat the New England Patriots last week. They blew them out. So I'm thinking they're going to blow Cincinnati off the map.
All right.
Ravens and under.
Ravens and under. All right. Next up.
Under 44 points. Yeah,
you,
be under.
You said Ravens and over. You said you thought the Ravens were just going to score a whole bunch of points.
Yeah, I think they are. So it's 40. You said 44 or 48 points?
44.
44, okay, it's going to be over 44 points. So the Ravens will probably score about 38 points, and Cincinnati may score 7. So that's 45 right there. So it's over 44. Okay, Baltimore Ravens and over.
All right, next up. Buffalo Bills are playing the Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Bills 3 points.
They're playing in Cleveland, and they're giving the Bills 3 points.
Yep.
That's crazy. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills plus the 3 points. And what's the total points for that game?
Total points is 40, so they're expecting a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be low-scoring. I mean, Buffalo's going to score about 30 points. And the Cleveland Browns may score 28 points. So it's going to definitely be over 40, 42, 40 points. What did you say the total points?
40.
40, yeah. So it's going to be over 40 points for sure. So the Buffalo Bills and the over 40 points for the win.
All right, Bills and over. Next up, Carolina Panthers are playing the Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Panthers 5.5 points.
Well, normally I take the Panthers and the 5 points, but I'm thinking Green Bay has something to prove. They just lost to the Chargers in Los Angeles, and now they're playing in Carolina. Are they playing? Did you play, say, in Carolina? Or did you say they're
playing in Green Bay?
In Green Bay. Oh, so they're going home. So they got to play good at home. So I'll give Green Bay the win, and the total points is probably going to be over 48 points. Because Carolina's going to play real tough against Green Bay. But Green Bay got to take the win. So, because both of them are in the same division, too, right? Green Bay and Carolina.
Yeah, Green Bay is in NFC North, and Carolina Panthers are in the NFC South.
South. Okay. Yeah. So Green Bay for the win, and they're going to be over the total points because Carolina's going to put up some points. But Green Bay has to win to show that they're still dominant in the North. So Green Bay wins.
All right.
Over. Yeah.
All right, next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons playing the Saints in New Orleans. And guess what? They're giving the Falcons 13.5 points.
Yeah, they can give the Falcons 50 points, and they still won't beat the Saints. So I'm taking the Saints for the win, and what's the total points? Probably about 48, 46.
Total points is 51.
51? Whoa. So they're thinking that the Atlanta Falcons are going to score a couple of points. We know the Saints will probably score about 35 points. And Atlanta, yeah, they may score 14. So 14 and 35, that's 51 points is a little much. I think it's going to be the New Orleans Saints for the win, and it's going to be under 51 points. Because they'll probably blow the Saints, blow the Falcons out. But they're going to score a lot of points. So they may be like 35 to nothing or 41 to nothing, something like that.
All right,
so
Saints and under.
Saints and under.
All right, next up. The New York Giants are playing the New York Jets on the Jets' home field. And they're giving the Jets 2.5 points.
Didn't they play like 2 weeks ago? And they played in New York.
Let's see.
Yeah, they played 2 weeks ago.
Jets and the Patriots played 3 weeks ago.
But what about the New York Giants? Didn't they just play the Jets?
No, they did not. Last week, the Giants played the Cowboys. The week before that, the Giants played the Detroit Lions. The week before that, Giants played Arizona. Before that, they played New England. That's week 6. Week 5, the Giants played Minnesota Vikings. Week 4, they played Washington Redskins. You want me to keep going?
Well, that's good enough. All right. Well, I'm thinking that the Jets should win. They're playing in New York. So the New York Jets, where are they playing? The Jets are at home or the Giants are at home?
The Jets are at home.
Yes, they're at home. So I don't think the Jets has an offense. And the Giants got a new quarterback because Eli's not playing. So, and the Giants got a decent defense. So I'm going to go with the Giants beating the Jets in the Jets' home turf. I'm going to pick the New York Giants to win. And the total points, what's the total points? Can't be more than like 38 points.
It's 44.
44, okay, so I'm 6 points off. Okay, well, I'll take the Giants and the under. Giants and under 48 points. Did you say 48 or 44?
44.
44. Okay, well, I'm still picking under. It's going to be under 44 points. New York Giants for the win, beating the Jets, and it's going to be under 44 points. Yep, that's what I call. All right, next.
All right. Giants and under. Next up, we have the Arizona Cardinals playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And they're giving the Cardinals 4.5 points.
Well, I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals for the win. And what's the total point? Do they have they got up to 48?
Total points is 52.
52 points? They think Tampa Bay is going to score that many points on Arizona? Wow. Arizona's going to score. But Tampa Bay, well, maybe Tampa Bay's going to score a few points. What did Tampa Bay score last week when they played the Titans? Because they beat the Titans.
Last week, the Tampa Bay played the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, and the Seahawks won 40-34. The week before that,
scored 34 points. Okay, the week before that,
the week before that, they lost to the how many? What?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the week before that, they lost to. Do you want to ask me a question?
Yeah. Who did they lose to the week before?
They lost to the Tennessee Titans, 27-23.
Okay, they scored 23 points. They almost scored 27. Okay, and the week before that, did they lose that game too?
Week 7, they had a bye. Week 6, they lost to the Panthers 37-26.
Yeah, see, they're scoring points. They're scoring 24 points. So they're getting at least 3 touchdowns. So they're scoring 3 touchdowns. Who am I talking about? Tennessee Titans, huh? Okay.
No, you're talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Arizona Cardinals playing the Tennessee Titans, right?
Nope. No, Arizona Cardinals are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay. Right, right. Okay, Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay is going to score at least 24-26 points. So Tampa Bay. Who are the
Cardinals? Have been
Arizona Cardinals.
They're playing the Cardinals. So yeah, the Cardinals have been playing. They've been I don't know. Let's see. They've been averaging about 25 points a game.
Yeah.
As
so
well. As well.
Look at their record. What's the Cardinals' record?
Cardinals are, let's see,
like
look up my notes.
In their division, they're like second or third place. They're behind Green Bay, so they're like second or third place in their division.
Yeah, I think they're actually last in their division. Let's see. Because, you know, they're in the NFC West with the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Rams. So,
so they're behind all three of them.
I'm sure they are, yeah.
They got four or five wins, though. If I remember right, Arizona's been
winning. I'll tell you in a second. Let's see what we got here. NFC. Having technical difficulties. Okay, NFC West. So in NFC West, the 49ers are ahead at 8-0. Seattle Seahawks are second place at 7-2. The Rams are in third at 5-3. And the Cardinals are bringing up the rear at 3-5, 3-5-1.
3-5-1? They've only won three games? Okay. So
yep.
What's Tampa Bay look like? What's Tampa Bay's record then?
Tampa Bay is in the NFC South.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is 2-6.
Oh, they only got two wins? Well, okay. So where's this game taking place at? Is it in Arizona?
Tampa Bay.
It's in Tampa Bay, so it's going to be hot like it would be if they were playing in Arizona. So the weather isn't going to make a difference. Wow. I really think Arizona's going to win, but Tampa Bay has a better record. So, and they're playing in Tampa Bay, too? Okay. How many points is the sports book giving Arizona?
4.5.
Ooh, 4.5 points? Man, I don't know about that one. Okay. I'm going to take a shot at this. Tampa Bay beating Arizona in Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay for the win. And the total point is going to be, it got to be more than 44 points. So
total points is 52.
52? Yeah, it's going to be more than 44 points. So it's going to be under 52 points. But it'll be more than 44. So it's going to be a high-scoring game. And Tampa Bay and under. Yeah, Tampa Bay and under 52 points. Wow, that's a whole lot of points. But that's two scoring teams, though. Arizona scores and Tampa Bay scores. And the weather's going to be good. They're going to have good weather to play in. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay for the win. I like Arizona, though, but I didn't know Arizona's record was so bad. They only got two wins? Wow. Tampa Bay only got three wins, so they're not much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Tampa Bay and under.
Tampa Bay and under, yeah.
All right, next up, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 6 points.
Tennessee. Tennessee. Well, the weather is going to be in Tennessee. That's the Midwest. So the weather is going to be kind of so-so. It won't be storm and it won't be raining. So Tennessee will have decent weather. And Kansas City is used to playing in the cold weather because they're Missouri. So I'm going to take Tennessee Titans over the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to take the Titans over the Chiefs because the Titans are playing at home. And the total points, it should be about 45 points, maybe.
So yeah, Tennessee total points Titans, is 48.
Yeah, 48. So it's going to be, let's see. Kansas City will probably score like 30-something points. And Tennessee Titans should score 30-something points. So it should be over 48 points. But I don't know who's going to win. I'm going to go with Tennessee Titans. They're plus four.
Six.
All right. I'm going to take Tennessee Titans plus the six. And Kansas City will probably outscore them. But I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans for the win. And see what they do. Since they're playing at home, I'm going to give them a shot.
Okay. And it's total points is 48.
Yeah, it's going to be over 48 points.
Okay. Titans and over.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins playing the Colts in Indianapolis, and they're giving the Dolphins 10.5 points.
Yeah, I ain't giving no faith to the Dolphins. I'm going to take the Colts for the win, and what's the total point?
Total points is 44.
44. I don't think the Colts have scored 30 points, and I know the Dolphins won't score 20. So it's going to be, you said total points is 44? It
yeah.
Should be under 44 points because the Dolphins won't score anything, and the Colts may score 25. So it'll be like 25-7 or 25-10 or something like that. And 44, it'll be under 44. So it'll be the Colts and under 44.
All right, Colts and under. Next up, the LA Rams are playing the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Steelers 3.5 points.
Well, I'm going to take the Rams for the win. And what's the total point?
Total point is?
Like 44. Okay. I don't think Pittsburgh will score a lot of points. I think the Rams will score like 28 points. So the total points is 44.
Yep.
I think I'll take the Rams and under 44 points.
Rams and under.
Yeah, Rams
All right.
and under. Going to be under 44 points.
Next up, the last game for Sunday is the Minnesota Vikings playing the Cowboys in Dallas.
Now, the Cowboys have to win to get on top of their division. Is Minnesota in the same division as the Cowboys?
Minnesota is in. Minnesota is NFC North, and the Cowboys are NFC East.
Okay. So they're not in the same division. They're in the same conference, but they're not in the same division. So they
right.
may be fighting a wild card spot. What place is Minnesota in their league?
Minnesota's second behind the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. That's good. And what about Dallas in the South? Where are they?
Dallas is actually NFC East, and they are in first place with a record of 5-3 above the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, and the Washington Redskins. And the Vikings are actually second behind the Green Bay Packers, who are 7-2, and the Vikings are 6-3. So the Vikings actually have a better record than the Cowboys, but they're second in their division.
And there's a division.
And Dallas is first. Yeah, Dallas is
correct.
First.
Dallas is first place in their division, but the Vikings have a better record.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. And what's the sports book saying? How many points are they giving?
Yeah, they're giving the Vikings 3 points.
Giving the Vikings 3, and they're playing. Where are they playing the game at? Is it playing
in Dallas?
Dallas? Wow. Okay. So they're going to give the Vikings 3 points, and they're playing in Dallas. Well, Dallas has an indoor stadium, so they're going to be playing on natural grass. So I think Minnesota's team, they got a good quarterback, they got good running backs, they got good receivers, and they got a pretty decent defense. So I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings with the points for the win. And the total points of the game, I think the Vikings will score 30 points and the Cowboys will score like 21. So that's like 51 points. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 48.
48. Okay. So I'll take Minnesota and over for the total points.
Vikings and over.
Oh, yep.
All right. Next up, and this is a Monday night's game. The Seattle Seahawks are playing the 49ers in San Francisco.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be the best game of the week. And they're playing in San Francisco. Seattle can't win if they're not at home. And San Francisco's undefeated, playing at home and away. They got the only perfect record in the NFL. And they're on top of Seattle in the same division. So I'm going to take the 49ers for the win. And it's going to be a high-scoring game. It ain't going to be a defensive battle. The Seahawks are going to score a lot of points. And the 49ers are going to score more points. So what's the total points for that game? They probably predict
total,
it to be about 51.
Total points is 47.
47. Okay. Well, I would say this is the only game that the 49ers could lose. because they could lose to Seattle. But Seattle won't beat the 49ers in San Francisco. Now, if they were playing in Seattle, I might think Seattle has a chance. But they're not playing in Seattle. They're playing in San Francisco. So I'm thinking the 49ers are going to win because they're going to win at home. And they're going to keep their undefeated record going. So I'm going to take the 49ers and what's the total points again? 48, he said.
Total points is 47.
47 points. 49ers and Seattle, 47 points. 25, 27. Yeah, that could be 52. Okay, I'm going to take the 49ers and the win, and it's going to be over the total point. Even though I think San Francisco and Seattle both have good defenses, but I think they're going to outscore the defense. So, 49ers and over for the win.
All right. And that's it for week 10.
Yep, that's Monday Night Football. So everybody be looking for a great Monday night game. And they got a couple of good games happening that Sunday. And even Thursday night's game should be pretty interesting. So watch your TV, get your game time, and follow the sports for the NFL for this weekend to see what week 10 produces for the winner. All right, this is the 10th week of the season. They only get 16 weeks in the season. Then they play 3 weeks of playoffs, and then they play the championship. So it's getting close to Super Bowl Sunday, and we're getting close. Okay, week 10, that means they got 6 weeks left. And then they got 3 weeks of playoffs, so that's 9 weeks, and 2 weeks for the Super Bowl. So 9 weeks into 11 weeks, and we'll be going into the Super Bowl, people. It's getting crunch time for the NFL. And if you've been following G-Money's picks, you should be on time to pick for the winner for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I got a good idea who's going to be in the Super Bowl in the North and the South, or the East and the West, or the North and the AFC and the NFC. I got a good idea, but I ain't going to tell you yet. We got 11 weeks to go, so stay tuned to G-Money's pick and see how close you can get to picking the NFL teams that are going to the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl. It should be good. All right, DJ Papa D. Is it time for a commercial break, or we're just going to go to a comedy clip and play some music? We can do that. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, because it should have been 5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got French fries and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change.
because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft taco decker. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
Thank you.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money of Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world for your listening pleasure. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, because the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go, and it's time for me to say so long. See you later. I'm out of hasta la vista and all that good stuff. And let me thank my brothers for their participation in the radio show. Let me thank DJ Big Nasty for his support and spreading the radio show on social media. And thank DJ Papa D, who helped me go through the pick of the NFL game. He's been playing the comedy short and been playing the music for your listening pleasure. Yes, it's a family affair, and that's how we're bringing it to you, like this, like that, all the way around, like a fat cat. Yes, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I want to say, I'll see you on Monday, because tomorrow we are not having the radio show. We're on vacation on Friday for a couple of weeks, and we'll be back on Monday. So we'll have the results for the football games this weekend, tonight, and Sunday's night game. We'll be talking about the results of the game on Monday. And then we'll go into Monday night. I'll remind you of my pick for Monday night football, and we'll talk about that on Tuesday. So until next week, have a good weekend, people. Take care and have a blessed week. I'm G Money, and I'm out. Peace. Good night. Talk to you on Monday. Later.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.